But we're working with Donna Lynn about trying to rationalize.
Chuck had a related question.
Yes, kind of related. Given that you've developed a lot of, and I'll use the word boilerplate, but a lot of things in advance, is any of this marketable to other school districts so that there might be some entrepreneurial opportunities to make some money off of all the work that our wonderful people have accomplished?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because we were just discussing yesterday the fact that probably Diane and her team have developed more expertise and have more experience doing special education due process hearings than any single law firm anywhere in the country, and trying to figure out whether we can make her a profit center for us. I'm not sure. I mean, a lot of the stuff is not necessarily fungible, but, I mean, one of the challenges I have in a budget year in which we have declared we will not fund attorneys' unnecessary non-case-related travel, and that conferences and continuing legal education and things of that nature will now have to be borne by attorneys, one of the frustrations is we actually have some people on the team, a significant number of them, that are frequently asked to go and lead workshops and presentations and seminars, are participants in bar committees, you know, at the highest level on some of these, in some of these areas. And it's, I think it's critical to keep them involved in that work, and I think the relationships they form do give us some opportunity. And look, we do get phone calls from other school districts. I've spoken with the general counsels of New York City schools and San Diego schools who do turn to this office for advice from time to time.